Wessel's sister. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 22, 1899. Dear Sister Wessels, I have an earnest desire to see you this morning, but we are many miles apart. What a blessing it will be when we all shall be one family in the kingdom of God. No partings then, no sickness, no sorrow, no pain, no death. And that which is best of all, no tempting devil to lead the footsteps astray from right paths. I have been writing since 2 o'clock, have written 16 pages of letter paper, all to go, I thought, in this morning's mail. But 2 letters to Queensland will not go until noon. I would be glad to come and see you at once, but it is now fruit canning time, and Sarah has her hands more than full. But as soon as I can see my way to run down to Strathfield, I shall improve the opportunity. The interest at Maitland rests heavily on my soul. I am so very anxious to see the work done there that needs to be done to gather in the sheaves. Sarah and I have ridden over the road 27 miles with our horse and phaeton and back again. We have a great interest in that work, and we pray it may prosper. Several good souls have embraced the truth, and they are waiting for several others who are in the valley of decision. I think now that there are 12 souls who have taken their position to keep all the commandments of God. Some of these are the very choicest, and will be a recommendation to the truth. Some I have not seen to know them. There is a very widespread influence everywhere, and we long to see many souls taking their position upon the truth. If they only knew the things that make for their peace, they would do this. We know not the future, but we must have peace and rest and quietude in Him who hath loved us and given His life for us. What a privilege to take everything to God in prayer! Everything around us is stirring and changing. In the midst of all changes, how thankful I am to know that the sweet voice of mercy is still heard, and there are added to the church of such as shall be saved. God has a faithful people upon the earth. The company of the Lord's precious ones are not now all in sight to be distinguished and counted. They are hidden now, but the proclamation of the third angel's message is to bring them to sight ere long. We are becoming acquainted with some of these precious hidden ones, and my soul is glad that they take their position firmly and gladly. Thus it has been in Maitland. Said the Lord, I give unto them eternal life, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10, verse 28.